Hello and welcome to The Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today, we continue in his writing from pilot school in Lakeland, Florida. It's mid-April, and our hero, the Silver King, is feeling the strain of trying to meet the metrics to be a pilot in the Air Corps. Wednesday, April 14th, 1943. Dearest ones, it was swell hearing from you this afternoon. I needed something to make me feel better, and your letter supplied just that. Today was the first day that my instructor told me I was bad. I got in 41 minutes of flying time, and it seemed like I couldn't do anything right. Every time I would go into a particular maneuver, the wind would bounce me around and around like a rubber ball. One minute I would gain 100 feet, and the next I would lose 100 feet. It was plenty disgusting. After we landed, he wouldn't even let me taxi the ship back to the line. I guess he was plenty sore. Then, when we got back to the ready room, he says, quote, "Well, your spins and stalls were pretty good, but the rest was pretty lousy," end quote. At that point, he started smiling. It was probably so bad, it was comical. "Perhaps I will do better tomorrow. I can't afford another day like today." There isn't much to write about. I feel swell, except for being in the dumps. The weather is beautiful, and starting next week, we'll be allowed to go swimming. That will be something new and different. This is really God's country. You must be having the time of your lives with Richie. I'll bet he's a little doll. I surely wish I was there with you all. Please write as soon as you get a chance. I'm disappointed if I don't hear from you every day. Give my regards to everyone and keep well. I love you and I miss you. Stan. Stanley continues the grind of pilot school and writes on Friday, April 16, 1943. "Dearest ones, it was swell hearing from you today. You're so good about writing that now I'm spoiled. If I don't hear from you every day, I'm disappointed. Now that you're in Chicago, I know you'll be busy, but please write as often as you can. I had a pretty good day today, although it wasn't one I could rave about. We spent most of the 48 minutes landing and taking off. Believe me, it's no picnic bringing the ship down without a bounce. Nowadays, the Army doesn't call a landing that you can walk away from a good one. It must be done just so, as practically perfect. I expect to have my greatest trouble doing that. Taking off is comparatively simple, but still not quite as simple as that, especially when there is a strong wind. All the practice landings are done on auxiliary fields, not far from this one. On our way home today, I tried some S-turns over a highway. This is done at about 500 feet, and it is rough. Mr. Hayes told me I had better think about those a little more. I guess they were done rather poorly. It's hard as hell, though, to keep the ship at 500 feet when you're bouncing all over the place. I hope he allows for that. Next week, I'll fly in the morning. It isn't as rough then as it is in the afternoon. We'll have to fly this Sunday to make up the time we're behind. I now have 6 hours and 8 minutes. It's getting close to solo time, and I'm getting anxious. That will be a great day. I too hope I get to see the Phillipses. It's difficult to tell, though, because I might have to fly that Sunday also. Tomorrow I'm going to try to call Arthur. I think I can get him by phone. Thanks for Jack's address. I'll write him soon. It's a shame he is so far away. And thanks for offering to send me a cake. I could really go for a few of Ida's cakes, but I'll have to settle for your good wishes. I could certainly ask for no more than that. They mean more than any material thing you could send. You haven't received the bond yet because the allotment won't start until I get paid for the month of April. You should receive it regularly after that. No more news. I feel swell, except for a sunburned nose. I'm getting a good tan. Give everyone my love. Keep well and write soon. I love you and I miss you. Stan. Stanley is just a few days from his 20th birthday when he writes to his family on Sunday, April 18th, 1943. Dearest ones, as I write this, you must be well on your way to the Windy City. I know you'll have a glorious time. Be sure to kiss Leona and Richie for me. I sort of wish I could be there in person, but at present I'm a little busy trying to comply with the decrees of Uncle Sam. I sincerely hope it's a swell birthday party for all. You can give Richie my piece of cake. The inspection didn't go off so well yesterday. At least the commandant wasn't satisfied with it. Consequently, we had to go through with it again this morning. I hope he was satisfied this time. Instead of sleeping until 8 o'clock, as we usually do on Sunday, reveille was at the usual time. Then this afternoon, I will have to fly, so today is just like the regular routine day. I don't mind the flying part of it, but the inspection was uncalled for. I had a fairly good day in the air yesterday. We shot 5 landings. I had to stop writing before, as I just got back from open post. Yes, I actually had open post for 2.5 hours. It came as a big surprise. It was around 10 o'clock when I was writing, and an announcement came over the PA system that we could go into town until 12:30. Well, you never saw such a scramble to get out of here. I don't remember seeing the fellows move so fast. Of course, I didn't have much time. I just went into town for lunch and to see what the place is like. It's really a small little town, and the people are very friendly. A cadet really rates here. I didn't want to come back so soon, but I've got to fly this afternoon. That's the way it goes. You never know what's going to happen next. From what I've heard, we are going to fly every Sunday from now on to make up for lost time. And right now we are 4 days behind, as we were supposed to have been here April 1. That's the main reason I can't tell you when you can come down. I'll never know when I'll get out. Perhaps after we catch up, I'll have a schedule of open posts. Believe me, it was good to get out even for the short time. No more news. Give everyone my regards. I didn't hear from you yesterday. I guess you were busy preparing to leave. Please write soon. I love you and miss you. Stan. Stanley continues to gain ground and is close to flying solo as he writes on Tuesday, April 20th, 1943. Dearest ones, received your letter today and your swell gift yesterday. I already have a set something like it, but yours is even better because it has more opportunities to win the poor sucker's money. The fellows call me, quote, the Silver King, end quote. Thanks a million, though, for being so sweet and thoughtful. It wasn't at all necessary for you to go to the trouble, but as usual, you had to go out of your way. You are the sweetest ones. As a pilot, I'm slowly but surely progressing. Today, we shot more landings, and it was a beautiful morning. There wasn't a ripple in the air. Consequently, I didn't do bad at all. Nevertheless, my instructor had to complain about something, just to give you an idea of what goes on when I take off to circle the field. This is the procedure. Open full throttle, stick forward, back pressure as the ship gains speed, throttle back to 1850 RPM, climb to 300 feet, make a 90-degree turn, climb to 500 feet, look around, level off, throttle back to 1800 RPM. Watch the air speed. That is just a sample of what goes on in my head all at the same time. And all of it must be done at a particular time without delays. Perhaps now you can see why my instructor isn't altogether satisfied. Flying an airplane isn't done with just the stick and the rudders. There is a lot to learn. Maybe Hayes wasn't satisfied because my RPM was 1825 or 1900, or maybe I climbed to 550 feet or 450 feet. Believe me, my brain is being worked now as it never was before. Well, I've got 8 hours in the air now and should solo in a day or two. Tomorrow morning, he said he would give me over an hour in the air. It might mean he plans to let me solo. I feel like I'm ready and surely would like to give it a try. Up until yesterday, calisthenics was a picnic, but the instructor pulled a fast one on us. We went for a 4-mile run down the highway. I didn't mind it too much, but it did go a little hard on me as I had it so easy for a while. I'll be just as happy if we never do that again. I got a swell box of toilet articles from Uncle Abe today. That was something I can really use as it's difficult to get much here on the post. I wrote him today to thank him. No more news. Give Richie a big hug and kiss and my love to everyone. I love you, Stan. Stanley is tracking both of his folks. He knows his mother is in Chicago to help keep track of Richie. And he writes on Wednesday, April 21st, 1943, "Dearest ones, it was swell hearing from you and to know you found everyone fine. Richie must be adorable, according to your description. I surely hope you take some snapshots. He must be a real little man. Take a big bite out of him for me. I'm sorry you had such a miserable trip. You must have been worn to a frazzle. I hope it wasn't much of a strain on you. Rest up before you start running around. Well, I still haven't soloed. I had sort of hoped today would be the big day, but no such luck. My landings are still a little rough. I hope to iron them out by tomorrow. Now I have a total of 9 hours and 11 minutes. I was up for 1 hour and 5 minutes this morning, just landing and taking off. Remember the fellow from Birmingham named Nelson and the fellow I introduced you to in Montgomery named Spinoza and the Jewish fellow from Long Island I told you about? All of them have washed out. They are beginning to call this place the Ludrick Laundry. Fellows are dropping out like flies every day. I've got my fingers crossed as any day now I will have my 10-hour check. It might come tomorrow morning. If it does, I'll be ready for it as I feel confident I can fly the plane. Wish me luck. I signed the payroll tonight for April. You should receive the bond soon. However, don't worry about it as the Army is slow when it comes to paying off. No more news. I feel swell except lonesome for all of you. It seems like I haven't been home in a year. Keep well and write soon and give everyone my love. I love you and miss you, Stan." Our hero, the Silver King, is feeling the pressure of his work and mentions a number of fellow flyers-to-be who have already washed out at what has become known as the Ludwig Laundromat. And we have reached the end of part three of Stanley's letters, Dearest Ones, from Lakeland, Florida. And you are listening to The Silver King's War.